Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Sabe and Mel Garcia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Sabe and my co-partner, Mel Garcia. Mel, you have been working a long time on this movie, and you finally wrapped things up this last week. So
yes.
How did it go?
It went great. The only sad part was we couldn't coordinate the scene with you, really, but we tried. Yeah, but it was great. We have Jay Moore, Luis Guzman, Emilio Rivera, Freddy Quinones, Felipe Esparza, Willie Garcia, Willie Barcena, right. Jeff Garcia, Jerry Garcia, and then
wow.
Gary Busey,
okay.
Barbara Bach,
ooh.
And Richard Karn
wow.
from Home Improvement.
Well, I hope that your movie certainly did better or is going to do better than my picks that
I was right there.
Playoffs.
I was right there.
Last week, you. I mean, I had Cincinnati. And I had the 49ers, and of course the 49ers are my all-time favorite team growing up.
My dad too.
And both of them were gut-wrenching.
Painful
very,
to watch.
Very, very difficult for me to watch the 49ers come down and be one-dimensional for the half. I mean, their arms were cut off, and
I thought
it was just a matter.
Was going to be a quarterback for a minute.
Well, yeah, it looked like, at least according to the announcers. But geez, you know, the other game, the Cincinnati game with Kansas City, I felt that Kansas City was peaking along with Cincinnati, but Mahomes had been injured. There was some talk about Kelce being hurt. I don't know how damaging that was, but they seemed to be playing pretty well. And then, of course, it was just a great football game, and unfortunately, until the end when
the ref got the MVP?
Well, I mean, it was definitely a late hit, but there were circumstances leading up to that that made it very difficult. So, tough week. The defense for the 49ers, I thought, played pretty well, but their penalties at times really hurt. The instant replay on the first touchdown was a tough one.
Yeah, the one that bounced off the ground.
As it turns out.
Yeah.
And we have a person that's been pretty much a friend of mine for 50 years that knows a heck of a lot more about that than I do.
He knows his caca.
Yeah, and he is here with us. Matter of fact, there's plenty of stories to hear that I get reminded of, and we're going to see more about that right after this.
With Larry Kahn.
There we go. Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at BFFFinancial.com. Balance7.com.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed, it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
They still call me the Penguin.
Hello, everyone. We are back with We'll See About That. And we have a very special guest, a friend of 50 years or better, the founder of Sports USA Networks, primary NFL play-by-play broadcaster, and the winner of the LA Press Club Award for Best Sports Recording. Larry Kahn. Welcome, Larry.
Nice to be here. How are you, Ron? 50 years. Damn, you're getting old.
I am. I have a birthday coming up in about a week.
Yeah, we both do.
And it's, well, I'm going to be, I don't know how old you're going to be, but I know how old I'm going to be. And it starts with a 7 and ends with a 5. And okay.
You're not going to tell us?
Not so much. Not so much. But anyway.
When is your actual birthday?
15th.
15th? And yeah.
February 19th.
Ah. Yeah. My dad's is this.
We're Aquarians.
Bunch of Aquarius.
Yeah. So, Larry, you know, going back to your growing up here with your mom and dad, Shiloh and Raffia, and going to Fairfax High School, getting your diploma in broadcast journalism from USC.
Whoa. Let's not embellish these things. I didn't get a diploma in broadcast. That's nice of you to say, but in case anybody ever looks it up, I don't want to be accused of falsehoods.
Okay.
I spent about an hour and a half at USC and 2.5 hours at Cal State Northridge.
So your bio's a little bit off then, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever wrote it.
Is that Nancy who wrote that up?
No, she can't write.
No.
Nancy, he didn't mean that, sweetheart. Nancy, he meant it. I'm just saying.
He did not mean it, sweetheart. He didn't. I promise. You know, it's, you know, what, you know.
I've thrown you for a loss, haven't I, already?
You did.
You're proud of yourself.
Listen, it's not the first time. You know, it's not the first time I've been thrown for a loss. You know, growing up, what were your interests when you were growing up as a kid? Were you a Dodger fan?
Yeah. When I was a little kid, my grandfather was a big Dodger fan. We lived with my grandparents, and he used to listen to Vin Scully on the radio, as so many people did in Los Angeles. And I would listen, and I said, at the age of 3, I said, that's what I want to do. And people would say, well, you'll change your mind. Don't you want to be a doctor or a fireman or a policeman? And I said, no, I want to be a baseball, at the time, baseball play-by-play announcer. And that's what I wanted to do. So when I finished high school, I went to USC briefly, and I was a radio, TV, film major, and there was absolutely no radio in it. None. Zero. Not like 1%. There was 0%. And then I did the TV and the film didn't interest me much. Although, here's a story. Do you remember this? We had to do a TV show. I was in a TV class, and we had to do, I don't know what it was, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, something like that. And you were a director, and part of the class, when Mary Jane was the director, then Larry would be the lighting guy, and Ron would be
rotate.
You'd rotate everything, stage manager, and all this stuff. So everybody, there were three cameras, and I remember this like it was yesterday, and every single person said, I'm going to do a talk show, much like we're doing here, or Johnny Carson in those days.
Right.
And camera one would be on the host, Johnny Carson, or whomever it might be. Camera two would be on the guest, and camera three was a two-shot. Whatever you guys call it. So I decided I actually wanted to learn something. A chimpanzee could do that. Okay, so I called a guy that I knew who was a third baseman for the L.A. Dodgers, and I said, come on, and we're going to do a thing where you're going to play third base, and we're going to talk about all of the ramifications, and when do you play up, when do you play back, and I had all these camera switches, and made a few mistakes. Everyone in the class got an A, and I got a C. And I went to the professor, and I said, what is this? And he said, well, you made mistakes. And I said, but the other people did things that a chimpanzee could do, and they didn't learn anything. And he said, yeah, that's right. So I didn't last at USC for very long. It was absurd. So I went to Cal State Northridge, did some radio stuff there, learned more about radio there, and actually never got a degree.
Do you still have that footage?
Oh, no. I don't think we ever got it.
Too bad.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'd like to see Ron playing the third base back.
You must have interviewed Bill Sudeikis.
We could have played that song.
Or somebody.
I know a song we could have used over.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Something about playing the third base back.
You really don't remember
that? I remember things that I want to remember, Larry.
Sadly, I remember all the things I would prefer not to. But it's driven me throughout my life, so yeah. I'm a revenge kind of guy.
Repression is a great tool, I'm just saying.
So who were your influences along this line? I mean, I had the same kind of a dream. You know, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, and yes, it happened, and there's a lot. And I know you spent a lot of time there. You waited a long time for all this to come to fruition, and that's one of the biggest things that I admire you for, is your persistence about, you know, really seeing your goal being achieved and not giving up at any point in time. But you had to have some influences, and it's like I had a favorite player in Willie Mays. I don't know if you can translate that into something like what you might have done. But
sure. Well, I grew up in L.A., so Vin Scully was here. Dick Enberg was doing the Angels and the Rams. Chick Hearn did the Lakers, and Bob Miller did the Kings.
Right.
So you had Hall of Fame announcers in every sport, and I loved to sit and listen to the radio. I just loved it. And these guys did a wonderful job of painting pictures, which is what a radio announcer's job is. And I tell younger guys, at people in general, guys, girls, if you're interested in this, you got to understand, in radio, we have a blank canvas. And it's our job to fill in
that picture.
Yeah. Okay? And in television, all you are doing is accentuating what people are already seeing. And that's the biggest difference. So I supposedly learned how to paint the picture, and I learned from the best. And the best thing you can do is shut up and listen. You know, now eventually I met these people and I got to pick their brains a little bit.
Oh, cool.
But and I practiced. I used to go to Dodger Stadium with a tape recorder and drive the people around me absolutely crazy. And I would do play-by-play of the game. But I also would go to Valley College and sit in the stands. And I didn't know any of the players, but it was the Dodgers and the Reds. And this kid that was playing second base for Chapman University was Joe Morgan. And the guy that was playing second base for Valley College was Davey Lopes. And so it was repetition. And I tell people that all the time. And my son wants to get into it, and I tell him that. And other announcers tell him, just do games.
You need at-bats.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know, growing up listening to baseball games in the Northwest in Tacoma, Washington, on the radio, I used to go to bed with my transistor radio. And the Tacoma Giants would be on the road, and we would have the game broadcast on the radio. And we'd have this guy, and his name was Don Hill. He used to do the broadcasts. And I couldn't figure out why he was doing the broadcast from Tacoma, since it's on radio, and they're in Salt Lake City. Or in there in Seattle or Spokane or Hawaii, wherever it was, Portland. And I used to hear this, did it, in the background. I could never figure that out. And then as I got a little bit more oriented to understanding this, I figured out, oh, my God, it's the ticker tape. It's coming through. It's here, the ticker tape. So as far as the blank canvas goes.
That's a real blank canvas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don Hill had the ability to make this game sound any way he wanted to. Fly ball to center field. Out. There's a deep drive to center field. He goes back. He jumps against the left field wall, comes down. He hangs on to it, ladies and gentlemen.
So that's more like a one-man act. Then,
right.
Actually,
he did this ad-libbing throughout. He could make routine plays. He struck him out. Oh, we've got an argument. We got a brawl going on. You know, he could make it any way that he wanted to. I found it fascinating. So, yes, I agree. That's an art.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It takes a long time to be able to, do that.
Yeah, we were really, really lucky in Los Angeles.
Oh,
with
absolutely.
We're not even talking about Jaime Harin, who another fifth Hall of Famer, you know. But then the Jerry Doggetts, the Ross Porters, the Don Drysdales, they were all magnificent in what they did, you know. They weren't play-by-play, but they were analysts that we were so lucky
to have. It's much different, you know, today. And, of course, you know, when we had, you know, Fernando Mania, and we brought in, you know, Hideo Nomo and Chan Ho Park, you know, we were getting – you know, now these people coming from all over the country, international, coming to do the broadcast at the game. And we had more people back there on the field. And we didn't have, if you remember, we didn't have the restrictions that they do today, where you can't even get on the field. You know, you got to do your interviews in the press room, and it's much more a different scope of doing it. But we had tons of people. We woke up Japan, South Korea, 2-3 in the morning, so they could listen to the games or whatever it was. But yes, that was a special time, and we're very happy that we've got a person that is one of the best in business here with us today. The NFL broadcast, 20 years now, Larry.
Yeah, we just finished our 21st year.
Yeah, wow, that's shocking. Sensational. Well, I mean,
and I'm only 35 years old. That's the beauty of it.
You know,
start doing some math.
You know, you didn't say there was going to be math involved. No one said there's going to be math involved.
We're going to see more about that right after this with Larry Cox.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Hello, Ron Say. Hello, everyone, and we're back. We'll see about that. Ron Say with Mel Garcia and our special guest, Larry Kahn. Larry, I want to talk to you about you've done a number of things here. You did some pregame and postgame and some play-by-play with the Angels. You were a beat report person for the Dodgers with KMPC. You're the voice of USC. You had a relationship with John Robinson. I'm kind of interested as to How did that relationship with John Robinson and you landing that spot to do USC football go?
Ooh, how did I meet John Robinson? That's a great question. I don't remember.
Okay.
Now, I do remember how I got the USC job.
Okay,
but
well,
I don't remember. I had been friends with John for a long time, and when I got the job, that was in 1995. So that was his second go around at SC, because his first one was 76. That's when I originally met him. I was working at various radio stations and interviewed him. And he was actually – he became a mentor to me because I was really struggling, and he was very successful with the Rams on the first time around – well, his only time around with the Rams. He's still the winningest coach in Rams history. But I would go to John and say, hey, you know, I need some advice. And he welcomed me into his home, and he would – he was a mentor. He was great. And John's still great. I spoke with him just a couple of days ago. Yeah. But with the USC thing, I was just tired of dealing with a lot of stuff in this industry. There are not a lot of people who are in charge that have any idea what they're doing, and particularly in the sports world. So I called a friend of mine, Mike Lamb, who was an obscure offensive lineman at USC, had graduated, and I knew that the rights that they had, the radio rights deal with KNX in Los Angeles, and KNX had the rights for 20 years, and the deal was expiring. And I called my buddy and I said, other than the fact that we don't have two nickels to rub together, what would prevent us from bidding on, getting the rights, and then after a nationwide search, naming ourselves the announcers? And he said, nothing. Where are we going to get the money? I said, I'll get the money. And so I went to John and I talked to John, and he kind of helped us along how to deal with Mike Garrett, who at the time was the athletic director. And suddenly it came down to KNX and us, and then we got it. And that was it. And after a nationwide search, shockingly, we named ourselves the announcers and had three very successful years there. We were different because the guys that had been there before were very much homers. And I grew up here. Yeah. And the great thing about all of the guys that I mentioned earlier, Vince Scully and Dick Enberg and Chick Hearn, you knew they were rooting for the team, but it wasn't us. It wasn't we. It wasn't them. It wasn't the umpire's fault when the Dodgers lost or the Lakers lost. It wasn't on a bad call. It was
never a sore loser.
It was down the middle. And we did that at SC. And the greatest compliment I ever had, I was emceeing a luncheon the week of USC-UCLA, and there were people from both sides there. And this guy is wearing blue and gold, and he walked up to me and he said, I'd just like to say something about your announcing. And I thought, oh, God, this is going to be brutal. And he said, you guys are the best announcers USC's ever had because you're down the middle.
You're objective.
And you're objective.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to say I was objectionable, but he said we were objective. And it was really one of the great compliments I've ever had. And I still feel that way, that that's our job, certainly on a national broadcast. But I cringe when I hear us and we and that. And some people like it. A lot of people in the various markets like it. But I hear that I
can't even take it when a fan says it.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a member of the team?
It's like,
us? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of being a homer either. Yeah. I like it straight down the middle. Yeah. I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah, Vinny taught us that.
Yeah.
Vinny taught it a lot of people.
Yeah.
You got to do Rose Bowl.
Yeah, when I was the SC announcer in the second year, I think it was, they played Northwestern. It was a fabulous game. Keyshawn Johnson was the great receiver for SC. And I think it was like 41-38, but it was back and forth. That's Gary Barnett was the coach of Northwestern. They had come out of nowhere and won the Big Ten, and it was just a great experience.
Who was the quarterback at that time? I don't remember.
Oh,
Keyshawn Johnson.
I want to say Otten, Brad Otten.
Okay.
I think that's who it was. Again, long time ago.
Right.
And since I'm 35 and that was 30 years ago, you can't really expect a five-year-old to remember who was playing quarterback.
So for your preparation to do the radio shows, were you going to the workouts? Were you familiar?
Yeah. I went to practice every day, and let me tell you, there is nothing on the planet more boring than football practice. So I used to stand on the sidelines and talk to the punter and the kicker because they did nothing. And that's what we did. Yeah, and that's what we did. But I knew every play that was being practiced. And does that help you in the broadcast? I don't know. John was nice enough to let Mike and I come in and watch film on Monday morning.
All right.
So we would watch film of the opposition. So we had a pretty good idea. It was up to us to bring the donuts, and the other coaches would sit there and talk about boring. They would focus on the right tackle for Notre Dame. And they'd say, okay, when he does this, it means they're going to run. It would be a tip. Well, that's interesting, except they play it and replay it and replay it. And on the 45th look, you're going crazy because it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Had to get up at 4 to go get the donuts and drive downtown. And you don't get out of there until 1 o'clock. But I was never going to say, gee, I'm not interested in this, because I was.
Right.
Because you at least got to know the names of the other team.
Yeah,
and the
well,
players.
But you don't. No, but you really don't. Not looking at film.
They don't see his guy's name. They just call him by his number.
It's just number. Yeah, watch 47 here. Yeah. Okay, that's great. But you learn all that, and it's not so much that when you are the play-by-play person for a specific team, as I was with USC,
right,
you know every number, you know every player.
Right.
So you're only preparing for one team a week, which would be the opposition.
The opposition,
what I do now with an NFL game every week, I'm preparing for two teams.
Right.
So it's totally different.
Right.
And I have to watch a lot of TV.
Give us a breakdown of what your week looks like when you're going to do an NFL game.
Well, Monday I try and recover from Sunday, and it really starts Tuesday because the PR departments send us notes in theory, either via the internet or hopefully hard copies. And I tape every game. So let's just use this weekend as an example. I did the regular season game between the Chiefs and the Bengals in Cincinnati. So the previous Sunday, if the Bengals had played the Steelers, I record that game. And the Chiefs had played the Raiders, I record that game. So during the week, I will watch the entirety of those games to get an idea of how they played, what they're doing, what injuries they may have had, all of those things. So that's part of the preparation. I go through all the notes. I go through all the stats. You're constantly reading. There's so much information out there that you have to really put it in a strainer to decide what's important and what's not. And it's just an Excel spreadsheet on my computer, so I fill in the names of the players for each team and the coaches and all of that, and then get that printed up by Wednesday or Thursday, and then start filling in numbers as in the quarterbacks averaging 265 yards per game, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, just all of that stuff for every player, and then some background information. And of all of that, you use maybe 20% of what you prepare for.
Right.
But you do it. You know, I would feel naked if I didn't.
Right.
So people ask me how many hours a week, and I spend 30 or 40 hours a week preparing for a game. Yeah. I really do.
So when do you leave for the game?
It depends on the city, and it depends on the time of year. If it's a city that I want to go to, I will go on Friday because I can go out and have dinner. Most cities I know people and go out and have a nice meal. And if it's Midwest or East, I always leave Friday after the middle of October because it could be a weather-related problem.
Absolutely.
If I'm going to Denver in September, Saturday. I know I'm going to get there. It's not a problem. Or if I'm going to Seattle, or if I'm going to San Francisco.
So do you have a day of which you spend before the game starts with the teams, both teams?
No, that's only TV. They pay billions.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they won't let us anywhere near those meetings.
Really?
Yeah. We usually go down before the game. I get to a stadium 3 hours before kickoff, at least. And then when the players come out, occasionally we'll go down there. Yeah, there's a fine line you have to balance between wanting to talk to somebody and letting them get mentally prepared. You don't want to interrupt their preparation.
I understand that.
So you get to know some assistant coaches. I know a couple of head coaches. And if you go down, sometimes I go. I don't go down all the time. It just depends on the team.
Right.
And then you talk to the PR people, and I always go in and talk to the TV guys. Most of the TV guys, those who are worthy of my conversation.
Yeah. Well, you you showed me a picture of you and Tom Brady on the side.
Yeah,
is that an example of, you know, getting a chance to go down and talk? Do you actually get a chance to interview him? Or
Tom on game days when he's on the road would always arrive about 3.5 hours before the game and walk the field.
Yeah,
and I right. and Doug Plank, the guy they named the 46 defense after when he played with the Bears in the right. mid-80s. One day we were on the field in Tennessee, and Brady was walking by, and I said, we were like two little kids. I mean, should we talk to him? Doug Plank is not a Hall of Famer, but, you know, very famous guy. I don't know, Larry. What do you got? I said, oh, God, this is idiotic. So just we just walked up introduced ourselves, and Brady was great. He knew Doug Plank. He knew the name. He knew that he had played at Ohio State, and, of course, Brady's a Michigan guy.
Right.
So he said, why'd you go to Ohio State? Why didn't you go to Michigan? So that broke the ice right away.
Very cool.
He and I talked a little bit, and so one of the things that I did when I was doing a Patriots game and they were on the road, I'd always go early and I'd walk up to them. And I don't know if that picture is the right one. I took a quick glance at it. But I think there's four people there. My son Brandon's on the left. I am the guy wearing the hat in the middle, and Tom Brady. The other guy is the security guy who was about to walk up to us and say, you can't talk to him. So I said, well, don't. And he did afterwards. And he said, well, you're not supposed to. And I said, actually, I am, because I have a network pass and I can do whatever I want. And I didn't want to get into an argument. He's doing his job. Right, but with Tom, he's got a guy around.
But you took a stance. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about his retirement?
Oh, you know, whatever's best for him. He's already accomplished anything and more than anyone else has ever done. He said he was going to play till he was 45. I met Alex Guerrero, his trainer, when Brady was, I think, 38 or 39. And he said, I want to play till 45. And I said, so your guy wants to play till 45? He says, there's no way. Yeah. He's not playing till 45. This was Alex Guerrero who told me this. Yeah. And everybody's shy. And look, it's great. He's going out not as a Super Bowl winner, but he's going out on top. I mean, you don't look at him and say, oh, God, he can't play anymore.
I was most impressed by the dirty play he did in the last playoff game.
Well, you know, I think he did have the second most passing yards
this year.
And you mentioned Doug Plank. You know, when I was playing in Chicago, the Bears were on top of everything. Oh, the Bears were big back then. That was a lot of fun. Walter Payton, and they win a Super Bowl. And
Mike Ditka.
The 85 defense. And,
But the question is,
we're
going to
have
go back
to take
to
a break. We're going to have to take a break right after this. We'll be back with more about We'll See About That.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's our ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking, but now it's like 3 miles, and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. chuckling. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours, the decisions are yours.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And today Dodgers in Dodger history is today. That's right. Today at Dodger Stadium, they are having the Fan Fest. And right after you listen to this or watch this show, go down to Dodger Stadium. So today, day in Dodger history is today.
It certainly is, and I'm not invited, and I'm doing my show with Mel and Larry, and so we're going to be stuck here, and we're gladly stuck here.
I wasn't invited either. Been invited there for many years and have no intention of going back.
So you guys both have restraining orders. Is that what you're saying?
Not restraining orders. But let's just say the organization is different now than it always has been in the past, and we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, you know, the birth of Sports USA, you are now viewed by 10 million people weekly. You have 450 affiliates. How did you grow this thing over this period of time to being this successful?
Well, so I'm doing the USC thing for 3 years, and I learned a lot about the radio industry, primarily because we handle all the sales ourselves. So I met people. I got a feel for how the whole thing worked because I had no idea, really. And so once the USC thing ended, because when Mike Garrett fired John Robinson, Mike Garrett didn't want me around anymore either. So that was a charming fallout.
Guilty by association.
Yeah. He's a wonderful man. Okay. Anyway.
Somehow I feel a different subtext. I'm not sure.
You got to figure these things out on your own now. So anyway, I thought I was getting back into baseball. I did the Angels in 99. They promised me the play-by-play job in 2000. Okay. I went in there in 2000, and they gave it to Don Sutton's kid. And I walked in, and the way I found that out was I walked into somebody's office because I was early. I was commuting from Simi Valley to Anaheim, which could be anywhere from an hour to 2.5 hours. So I got there early, walked into somebody's office. He's playing a message from the guy I'm supposed to meet with, and the message says, Larry Kahn's on his way in here. How are we going to tell him that he's not getting the job that we promised him? That's how I found out. So anyway.
Well, he solved his own problem, didn't he?
Yeah, we'll go past that. So the baseball thing didn't work out the way I thought it was going to work out. And I had started doing some bowl games, some of the lesser bowl games. Had people calling and saying, look, you guys were really successful with USC. You had expanded the network as far east as Minneapolis. That was a big thing back in the mid-90s. And so we got some bowl games. And I couldn't get people to buy it, you know, big companies to sponsor it. And I went to a guy that I knew by the name of Dennis Holt, who at the time owned the largest advertising agency in the country. Mm. And I said, he liked to be called Uncle Dennis. And I said, Uncle Dennis.
That's creepy.
I'm not getting anywhere. No, it was because he would mentor a lot of people. Okay. So anyway, he was great. And I said, I can't get anybody to – I can get an individual – to spend money, but I can't get Toyota or McDonald's or, you know, name it, Geico insurance, corporate. And I said, what if I did a game of the week? What if I decided to compete with Westwood One because they were the only company doing
good
this.
Good old Norm
this
Pattis.
Yeah. And he said, then you'll get in. And I said, well, I'll get in, but what if they don't buy? And he got this big Cheshire cat grin on his face, and he said, well, then you are, and you can fill in the rest
of it. Starts with an F, I think.
Yes, it does. Yeah, and ends
with a D. I'm catching on here.
Yeah, and he laughed. He said, just do it. And so I went to my wife, and I said, we got to try this, and we're either going to live in a refrigerator box, or I won't have to work for idiots anymore. And we were very fortunate. It worked, although I work for myself, so there's some wiggle room there.
There's a thin line.
Yeah, so we did a full season of college in 2001 and then met with the NFL in the spring of 2002 about their rights, and they they put me in a room, in a conference room at what was then 280 Park Avenue where their offices were. They said, we've listened to your games and we really like your work. And literally, I looked over my shoulder because I thought someone else must have come in the room. And they said, no, we'd like you to do NFL games. Wow. And that's how it started. Wow. And so we started doing a one game a week in 2002, doubleheader in 2003, every Sunday, and we've been doing it ever since. Oh,
cool. So was that the door that finally opened up to enable you to get to your destiny?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Well, the destiny, you have a vision of your destination, but you don't know what it entails. And I'm not the type of person, and Ron, you know this after 50 years, I don't take direction real well, especially from people that don't know what they're doing.
I got three people at this table that are the same.
You played for some managers that I don't have to name that had no idea what they were doing. And it's hard.
His tongue.
Yeah, he is. And he knows who I'm talking about in Chicago. And so anyway, all right, I'll give you the best story of all time, best radio story of all time, and hopefully we have time. I'll try
go
and
ahead.
Zip
we
through
got,
this. So I'm working at KNX.
You're on.
All right, all news. I did the sports, 15 and 45 after every hour, KNX 1070, whatever I used to say. So I filled in the morning and I did it on weekends. So I filled in the morning when the regular morning guy was on vacation.
Okay.
So I come in, and I'm there the day Len Bias dies.
Ooh.
Okay, number one draft choice just a couple of days earlier, or maybe the night before. Boston Celtics in whatever year it was, 80-something.
Cocaine overdose.
Right. Yeah, and it turned out to be a cocaine overdose. So right. I'm in there. We started at 5 in the morning. So obviously it's my lead story. The assistant news director walks in and says, this is at about 7:30. Hey, stay on this. It's a big story. And my response is, no
way.
No, not way. No, how can I put this?
I got it.
Yeah. No, yeah, obviously is what I'm trying to say. So now the news director, who knew nothing about sports, walks in at 8:30 and he says, Con, my office now.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So I walk in and he says, close the door. He says, this thing you're talking about, why is this the lead story? So I explained. I said, it's going to be a cocaine thing. It's starting to trickle in. And he's the number one draft choice. It's the biggest sports story of the year, and we'll wind up staying that way. And his comment to me, and this is a direct quote, Jesus, he's been dead for 3 hours. Talk about something else.
Oh.
At which point, I decided it was time to get fired. So I looked at him, and I said, well, I wasn't getting anywhere there. So I looked at him and I said, let me explain something to you here. I said, first of all, what would you like me to talk about? And he said, well, did the Dodgers play last night? And I said, yeah, they played a meaningless June game in San Diego. And I do mention it after the Len Bias story. That's not the lead. And he says, well, you got to talk about something else. And I said, here's what I'm going to do. Okay. I said, first of all, you need to know that the guy out there, and I point to the assistant news director, I said, who, by the way, desperately wants your job. I said, came in here an hour and a half ago and rightfully told me it's the biggest sports story. Stay on it. You now come in and tell me, and you know nothing. You tell me to talk about, she's been dead for 3 hours, talk about something else. So here's what I'm going to do.
Get over it.
I'm going to do what I always do, which is ignore both of you because neither one of you has a clue. And I'm going to do what I want to do. And I stood up and I start to walk to the door. And I'm like, you got to get fired. I'm waiting. Don't come back. Nothing. Crickets. Not a word. I go back to my desk. I got to prepare for the next sportscast. And he walks up to me. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going to fire me now. And he says, by the way, all you do is rip and read. And in those days, there were those printouts, kind of like the ticker tape you're talking about, but
right.
It was a full AP or
right,
UPI
right.
story.
Everybody got the same one, yeah.
And I said, I've never ripped and read in my life because it's boring, and you got to ad lib and make it sound like it's coming from you. And he says, well, damn it, it sounds like it. Fix it. And he walked away. At which point I said, I have got to find a way to work for myself.
That's
so that's
like,
how it all
That's
started.
Like your old lady yelling at you for the toilet seat when she's mad at you for
right.
something out. Yeah. Now, you know, doing live all the time, that has to be a little strenuous. You're a slip of a tongue.
Yeah.
Sort of like our buddy Tony Romo this week.
Yeah, well.
Do you think the end of that word was?
I don't know. I didn't notice it when it happened. I never thought about it. The problem we have now is social media.
Yeah.
And I know we're doing a podcast. Sorry, guys. But everything is picked apart and it's twisted and mangled and everything else. I don't think that's it. My problem with Romo is he can't speak English. and what little English that he does speak, he rambles incessantly and never says anything anything, but I don't know, Jim.
Yeah.
And I will tell you another Tony Romo story. So I'm doing a game that CBS is doing, and I don't mind saying this, okay? Jim Nance is a friend. I go in to see him every time that he's doing a game that I'm doing. And first thing out of his mouth, he always asks about my wife, Nancy, and my son, Brandon. And it's Nancy and Brandon with you. He's just a great guy.
Very cool.
So
that's very cool.
I have not met Romo. So anyway, I get there 3 hours early. So this was a 4:25 kickoff in Tampa. Okay. And the Bucks were playing somebody. I don't remember who. Oh, it was Buffalo. It was a year ago, the 2021 season. So I go in. I visit with Jim. And 90 minutes before the game, we get a list of inactive players, which is a big thing for us because we have the entire roster on our boards, our work boards. And so you find out 90 minutes before the game who is inactive. So you cross those players off, and then you run through every number and every name to make sure you're not going to get any surprises.
Right.
So we're sitting just outside, me and my crew, we're sitting just outside our booth, and it's 3 o'clock. It's an hour and 25 minutes before the game. And here comes Romo. He's walking by, and he's twirling a golf club. And he's got golf shorts on, and it's Tampa. And I'm thinking, well, that's weird. If he was down on the field, would he have a golf club with him? And then all of a sudden it hit me. He's just showing up at 3 o'clock for a 4:25 game at $18 million a year.
Ooh.
And that is and if you watch him, he's totally unprepared. And I find that disgusting because there are a lot of much more deserving analysts to be making – $1 million a game. And look, that's up to CBS. It's none of my business. I don't claim that it is. But he's awful on the air. He's awful. Yeah. Absolutely awful.
Cosell called that the jockocracy.
Yeah.
About how the jocks can pretty much just slip in there without any training or any talent. Do you think that's still happening these days or even worse now with
others? No. I don't think it's. I think 95 to 99% of them work really hard. Yeah. I know Chris Collinsworth is looking at film all week. I know Troy Aikman's looking at film all week. I know guys like that, and they're talking to players and they're talking to PR people and coaches and everything else. This guy is not prepared. Plain and simple. And if he's preparing and what comes out of his mouth is due to preparation, then I have no.
It's even worse than
it's even worse. Yeah. The first time I heard, everybody was raving about him in his first year. And I had done an early game, and the Patriots were playing the Steelers. And I went back to the hotel, and I wanted to watch the second half of the game. So I'm watching, and it was his first year, and people are raving how great he is. And it's the third quarter. Steelers are down, I don't know, 4 or 5 points, whatever it is. They get a first and goal inside the 10-yard line. And Romo says, let me tell you, Jim, they're going to run here. Or they're going to pass. And I'm sitting there, I'm saying, well, that's pretty damn insightful. Okay, they're going to run or they're going to pass. So we've eliminated a potential field goal on first and goal from the 6. Okay? And we've eliminated a punt on first and goal from the 6. But most importantly, we've eliminated the drop kick.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there saying, people are raving about they're going to run or they're going to pass. Wow.
Even anti-Dallas fans liked him as an announcer. I didn't understand it.
He had a guy whispering in his ear.
He even sucked in the Corona commercials. I said that out loud.
I just got a message from Mike saying that Tony Romo's agent is on the phone.
Great. I'll tell him the same. You know what? I'd like to meet the guy because he got him $18 million a year for that crap. Imagine what he could get somebody who actually has
talent. He's probably calling to thank you right now. That's what he's probably going to do.
Oh, I admire the heck out of the guy. $18 million for that?
We're lighting up the phone board, I'll tell you. We are. It's this is
good thing we didn't give out the number, too.
I'm glad you're letting us know how you really feel about this.
You know me. I'm so shy and retiring.
Well, I think it's a good thing. I don't know if we're going to have enough time in this segment to talk about, the rules and the instant replay and the scrum and whatever, but maybe we can do that in the last segment.
We got to show the picture of the two of you in Dodger uniform, though. It looked like you played, brother. I thought it's like, wow, he played for the Dodgers.
There we are.
Imposter, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I want to know who that was photobombing us in there. That was Wrigley Field, 1976.
Those are early photobombs, too. These guys, there was an art to that there.
Walter Austin let me have a uniform.
And when I first came to L.A., Larry and I.
Chuck Connors look to you there.
When I first came to L.A., Larry and I went over to, what was it called, the park?
Poinsettia Park.
Poinsettia Park and played stickball.
Oh, yeah. My kind of guy, stickball.
And we had, I don't know how the game went, we had a hell of a time over there.
It was
great.
Yeah, it really was. That's where I spent my formative years.
So you guys, how many beers did you guys kill?
No. I'm not a beer guy.
No. Me either. I hate the taste of beer, actually.
Mel is still playing stickball in his neighborhood.
Pacific Palisades every Saturday.
For whichever team. team will take him. He shows up, you know, unwanted.
I'm the last guy on the wall going, okay, God.
You're the last person in the park to get picked. We'll be right back after this.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Hey, say, how you doing it?
One game at a time.
Okay, we are back. We'll see about that. Mike Gary, my...
Wait a minute. Don't you think that has some kind of explanation to go with this song?
Well, I was just going to say, Mike Gary's rocking out over here to my song.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
It's, it might be number one in the studio as
yeah,
well.
I think, dude,
number one in my heart.
Campy.
Exactly.
Man, Campy, come on.
Okay, we don't have too much time here to go over our Super Bowl picks. Larry, I'm going to start with you. You're the expert. How do you see it?
I'm not an expert. I'm the guy
the
that
expert.
Picked Cincinnati and San Francisco last
week.
Well,
I did too.
I think I like the quarterback at Kansas City better than and nothing against Jalen Hurts, but the other guy's been there before. You know, Patrick Mahomes has been there, done that. His ankle will still not be 100%. I can promise you that. Their secondary is highly suspect, Cincinnati, but I just think that Mahomes will do enough to win the game.
I'm going with Kansas City too.
You're going with Kansas City.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
No, I was just clearing my throat. I am going with Kansas City too. I think
that means everybody should bet Philadelphia then. All three of us like the same team.
Yeah, of course. My betting record, at least in the playoffs, hasn't been too good. However, the fact that Kansas City has a quarterback and San Francisco did not the entire second half is, and I think he was better than both of those. So I realize the game wasn't close, but I'm going to go with Kansas City this time.
His experience, I think, is going to really come in.
Mike, how do you feel about this?
Kansas City, Mahomes' ankle will be better by that, and I think, Larry said, they've been there before.
And I've got some very close friends who have invited us to go to their Super Bowl party who are Kansas City fans, and they said that if anybody that is not a Kansas City fan shows up at the party, you will be shown the door.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So.
Not very hospitable people.
So you bought your Philadelphia stuff already?
Oh, they've been friends here since I've been here. So, yes, I would honor that. I'm going to wear Kansas City garb.
You seem like the kind of guy that would just want to challenge, even if you didn't even want to root for Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank our very special guest, Larry Kahn, for excellent time with us here on the show. Continued success, Larry. I know you've got a wonderful show going, a broadcast going. Next week, we are having the great Fred Dreyer, Rams All-Pro and better known as Hunter. So join us next week. Thank you for joining us, and see you next week.